The Good Samaritan is undoubtedly one of the most familiar stories in Scripture. So much so that we probably tune out early in the reading, thinking, oh yeah, Good Samaritan, I know that one. The good guys don't do what they should do, and the most unexpected person comes through and does the right thing. And if you're really up on your gospel readings, you might even remember the context of this parable of the Good Samaritan. A lawyer asked Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus, in typical rabbinic style, does not answer the question, but turns it around and questions the questioner. What is written in the law? You're a lawyer. You should know this. The lawyer answers rightly, and his astuteness is confirmed by Jesus. Apparently, not knowing when to leave well enough alone, as is so often the case with inquisitors, this lawyer asks for a point of clarification. Jesus, again, doesn't answer the question. He responds not with a direct answer, but a parable. A story that is evident on one level, but needs some unfolding on another. Yeah, so tell me something I didn't already know. Those were the words that went through my mind all this week, along with 1,000 notes and readings on the prophets, which, for those of you who don't know, was one of the classes that I've been enmeshed in for the last 3 weeks. Be thankful I didn't choose to give you all the history and ins and outs of the prophet Amos that we heard from in our first reading today. I'll say that one for a later date. Again, what can be said about the Good Samaritan that has not been said ad infinitum? And the honest answer to that question is maybe nothing. The parable is so good on its own. Seriously, who can improve on Jesus? But don't tune out just yet. Because maybe, just maybe, we can move from blasé, from a tale that is so old and tried and true that we think we know it inside out and upside down. Maybe we can move from that to something that urges us an inch away from where we were when we came through these doors this morning. Jesus says to his inquisitor, a man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. I read earlier this week that those of us who have the luxury of living in the Western world cannot relate to this man. According to this writer, whose name I unfortunately cannot remember, because of our way of life, in first world countries, we can have no real understanding of this man who has been taken advantage of in a very serious and even extreme way. And maybe that's true on a broad cultural level, but on a personal level, I would have to say to him, wrong. We know what it's like to be left half dead. Perhaps not bodily or physically. Hopefully, none of us have been stripped, beaten, and left in a ditch physically half dead. But I feel certain that each and every one of us has had the experience at some time in our lives of being left half dead. Having our heart ripped out, or what we thought was life-sustaining, yanked right out from under us. Maybe we were left half dead after a failed marriage or the termination of a job. Maybe we were left half dead after the death of a loved one. Maybe we were left half dead when we realized that the goals and dreams we had for our lives had not been met, or the plans that we had for our children somehow didn't come to fruition. Any number of circumstances can leave us feeling half dead. if not dead entirely. So we can relate to this guy in the ditch. We know what it's like to be in that ditch, lying there, naked, stripped bare of all our security, not being able to envision life beyond that moment. We know what that is like. And some of us are probably in that ditch right now, feeling half dead, not sure who, if anyone, will come to lift us out and carry us to a place of security. What Jesus said in this parable is, don't look to the expected. Of course you would expect a priest and Levi, who presumably was also a priest, to get you out of that ditch. They're way too caught up in their own stuff. I don't actually agree with this part, but it would seem entirely wrong to disagree with Jesus. The point being, don't look for help where you would normally look. Don't put your reliance on people. Look beyond. Enlarge your boundaries. Rely on God. Let's look for a moment as the Samaritan, as an image for God. He came near to the man who was half dead, had pity on him, went to him, bandaged his wounds, poured oil and wine on them, or put betadine and neosporin on them, put him on his own animal, presumably causing the Samaritan to have to walk alongside. He took him to an inn, paid the way, and said, whatever else is needed, I'll come back and take care of it. And if we think about that for a moment, doesn't that sound just like what God has done? Met us where we are, half dead, in need of healing, had pity on us, offered us help and hope, and paid the tab. Isn't that what Jesus has done and is doing for us? We're not alone in that ditch. We're never left out in our half-deadness, unless we want to be. God shows up in the most unexpected, unsuspecting places, in the most unsuspecting people. We need to keep our eyes open to those who might lift us out of the ditches that we find ourselves in. And when we're walking along the road, keep our eyes open to others who might be in that ditch. Jesus said, go and do likewise. He won't leave us in that ditch. But we're called to be his body in the world and to lift each other out as well. Amen.